Welcome to the world's best podcast, voted by the fifth camera on the iPhone 12.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
Yeah. What if that actually happens?
I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, they've gone from one, two, three. Now they have three.
One, the front facing.
And the front facing, that's right. They just need to add
a side angle. Yeah. Do you want to look at your peripherals straight on?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I heard of this couple in the UK that grows furniture.
What?
They like shape. It's years of decades in the process are shaping these trees that grow.
Just trees?
Yeah, they harvest but trees it's like, and they train them to grow into chairs.
What?
And when they're growing, they like have a shaping thing for it.
Are wow. You serious? How That's much are they? Cool.
$16.99 plus shipping and handling.
Like $1,000?
No, that's not true. No.
I would imagine a lot because that would take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, 250 chairs, 100 lamps, and 50 tables is what they have done
what?
So far.
That is wild.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. I mean, honestly, though, it's cool, but I don't think it's a very good business.
He says his inspiration was his
I was thinking it would be a good business.
It's like super unique, but man, yeah. It would take years to make one piece of furniture. You'd have to sell those for a lot just to even
like... Yeah, that's the point. They probably do sell them for a lot.
Hmm.
I personally don't think I could buy a...
I would feel bad just killing the tree for me to sit on it, which I guess I do that anyways.
I don't know if they do or if it's...
You just have that designated area?
I probably should have read it more, but no, I've maybe... at their house.
Yeah, in their backyard. Come over and you can this sit here yours. Anytime.
It's like a grave site, but still living. A little tombstone. No, maybe they teach you how to do it, so then you could do it in your backyard, but that seems like a commitment.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
That's like more of a commitment than a dog.
I know, because
well,
like,
and
what
you're
if
committing
the tree
dies? To living there for as long as you want that chair.
Yeah, I don't think this is a solid plan.
Maybe it is though. Maybe it's going well
but
for him. Hopefully, it is.
I saw the guy; he has dreads down to his knees, so he seems to have good patience.
Oh yeah,
maybe he's in the right field.
Yeah, sounds like it.
In the right tree field.
Well, it's time for us to finally update you guys on my punishment for losing last season.
Everyone who follows our Instagram voted, which I wanted the other one, but it's okay.
Yeah, I really like the S&M
people
option.
Have spoken.
So,
and I'm more
so
excited about the one that won.
The winning vote is that Jared has to wear orange and Jake and I wear camo. And he runs through a field that we're hiding
in.
That's
it. That's all.
And we shoot him with paintball guns.
What was the minimum 100 shots each?
I don't know. As many as you can, I guess. If you can even hit me. I doubt you guys will even hit me.
I have a few calls.
What?
You have to be doing the calls as you run through.
What?
Like elk calls, duck
oh,
calls.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I say you get like protective eyewear and that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, like a paintball helmet.
But like you have to just wear regular clothes.
Yeah. Orange. I know. I'm ready for it.
This is why I don't like it, because you're so for it. You're not even dreading it.
I am. I actually
I think when I it mean, comes to it, it's a big field.
Yeah.
If we go to where I'm thinking.
And it's not going to be fun.
And we could chase him.
Plus, I'm a little out of shape.
Maybe he has to do like 5 run-throughs or something. Because like if he runs through and we shoot him a few times, then it's just over.
Oh, yeah. We get to move. Because we'll
yeah,
be in camo, it's tall grass. He won't know where we're moving to. He has this like a 10-foot wide. He has to run up and down, but yeah. He runs once. We get 30 seconds to crawl and move to a new spot.
Yeah.
He has to run again. He doesn't know where we are.
There should at least be like, you can't shoot me like closer than 10 feet or something like that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm not going to try to hurt you.
I'll just be bleeding
too bad.
Everywhere.
I'm just bad. Excited just to be crouching in the grass and hear heavy breathing.
Well, okay. So we're going to film it. We're going to make a video and you guys can see it on our YouTube channel or our Facebook. So go subscribe. Go follow us. Also, big shout out to everybody who has left a review so far. If you guys are new here, we would love to know what you think. So leave us a review on any podcast platform that you guys use. Go follow us on Instagram. We film all this. We put it on YouTube, Facebook, so go check us out.
Are You Kidding Me is a game we play where we all come with a story and the others have to guess whether it's a true story or they're lying through their teeth.
Yeah, usually we're lying.
We should do statistics on that. Like, how often have we?
That's true. Yeah. But this game, I think this game causes the most stress.
Why?
Because when we start this, I can't move my face.
All right, Jared's first.
I can't. Yeah. I can't close my eyes a specific way. Like, we're all just looking at each other trying to figure out if it's true or false.
Well, start us off and then you can relieve your stress.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah. And I appreciate that. Thanks.
Always thinking of you, Jared.
Wow, you're so nice. So have you guys heard about the Avril Lavigne theory, conspiracy theory?
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In 2011, you're just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
In 2011, a conspiracy theory came out that Avril Lavigne had died and was replaced with somebody else.
Actually, I kind of do. No, wait. Wait, so are we guessing if that's a real conspiracy or not?
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures that show like there's different features.
Like her nose is different
and
or something?
And that's like when she was dark, like that we hadn't heard an album in a while.
And then later, Girlfriend came out.
Yeah. Is that, I don't know if that's the name of the album. I'm just...
Well, I don't know what the album is called, but that song, Hey, Hey, You, You, I Don't Like Your Girlfriend.
Cause he sucks at ping pong.
What is that show?
The Office. Yeah. Kelly sings it to Pam.
So you guys have to, you have to guess if that's true or false.
You know what?
I've heard the Katy Perry one.
There's a Katy Perry one too? She's dead?
Not that she's dead, just that...
She kissed a girl and liked it.
There was this girl, a young girl that disappeared or something.
Huh?
There's a conspiracy theory that Katy Perry is the adult version of a girl that went missing when she was like 6 or something.
That's scary. That's spooky. It is
so
spooky season.
So I think that Jared did a good job and made this up.
You do? I think your Katy Perry is false. And I think, I think it's true. I don't know why, but there's something about it that is ringing vaguely familiar.
I know. That's why I'm like hesitant, but like.
Yeah, I'm going true.
I'm sticking with false.
It was true.
Dang it. Somebody go through all the episodes and tell us how many the lies the most.
I feel like I do, honestly. I feel like most times that we play
it's
this
false.
One, it's false.
I feel
so that's
yeah,
why I
was
like,
true.
I'm going to go true this time.
Yeah.
But I had to change the wording of it to make it sound like I usually sounded.
I was suspicious when you were first talking about... I wonder how many are false or whatever the first time you said it. Because I do feel like yours are mostly false.
Yeah.
So that's where I was kind of on the lookout for. All right, I'm
for
going
true
with true
one.
Then. Yeah. If you didn't say that,
see,
I would have been more.
Like most of the time it comes down to not even the story.
At all,
like,
yeah.
We're just reading each other. That's why this game stresses me out so bad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody close your eyes. Here's my story.
Wait, we don't really have to, do we?
Oh.
Oh, nice, actually. That was good. Almost got me.
What?
I thought we were playing a new game or something.
I did too, yeah. And then I was like, wait, I don't want to close my eyes. I want to watch you.
You hit me last time.
A woman in Japan went skydiving and both chutes failed. She happened to land in a giant foam pit at a sports training park. She survived with only 4 broken ribs.
That sounds crazy. And I don't believe it. But if it's true, then that's nuts. But like, what are the odds?
Probably very, very slim.
Yeah.
But
I'm just going to call it. I'm saying false.
I think it's so crazy that it might be true. What do you do after that?
Really, the best thing about this, though, is watching the person that told the story, because Cassidy's just like trying not to give anything away.
Every time I just look forward and just keep my mouth closed.
She only broke 3 ribs.
4. Oh, it's false.
Jared. Trying to get some info.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Oh, it's false.
I'm going with true then.
It's false. Yeah.
I thought it was so crazy. It might.
I feel like Jared has been killing it at this game lately.
Well, don't jinx me.
Well, I just did on purpose, so.
Well, that was mean.
Yeah, you've been killing it lately this season. I bet you win it all.
Why would you say that? I think I'm in last place.
So my Are You Kidding Me actually happened at Restaurant Friday. Oh,
true? I guess. Did you just tell us?
That could be a ploy.
No, I meant... I mean, like, happened to me on Friday at a restaurant.
Okay.
Where we're all cooking and we're hearing a couple broke up in the middle of this, like, 8-course meal that we're doing.
Okay.
And they, like, didn't leave, but they were not happy with one another.
They were, like, yelling at each other?
Yeah. Entree and fish are on the front of the house, and...
That happened in a show we were watching yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're sitting there at this cooking class, and this couple's, like, fighting, and he's like, who's Bob? Why are you texting him?
I don't know what they were breaking up about or whatever, but I was hearing it from the wait staff, because my cooking station is farther in the back.
Huh.
But it was, oh, tables were hating it.
That's wild.
Yeah. I don't, how uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I do feel like people would do that. Like, Tim, in the heat of a moment, if it's just happening and you find out that, like, your boyfriend's been cheating or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be like, hey, let's go talk in private. I'd be like, hey, you're a jerk in public. It's for everyone to know that they should never date you.
But then stay the rest of the meal?
Oh, yeah. Why would they stay?
I don't know.
They stayed the... They the broke up meal. And then they stayed? Were they just alone?
Yeah, it was just table
or
for two.
It wasn't like a group date?
Mm.
Huh.
Did they enjoy their food?
I didn't ask.
Obviously, Jake helped make it.
I didn't go visit their table.
Hey, everything okay?
Are we having a blessed evening tonight?
Here's this chocolate cake to help you feel better.
Well, I'm just going to go true.
I was thinking it was true, too.
It's false. It didn't happen at all.
What? Golly.
Why? Did you say golly?
Golly.
Golly.
Shucks.
Gosh darn it.
Would you rather me, Jake, or Jared go first?
Who are you asking?
I would prefer...
We're going to play Would You Rather, and I would rather that Jake goes first.
Me too.
All right, well, I'm happy to go first. Would you rather every kitchen cabinet you ever open, you have to open by twisting a normal doorknob or those door handles? You know, like the big door ones? Regular size door?
like
your little cabinets, you have to use like a doorknob.
Either a twister or like a push down?
No, like the handle, like that's just like the skinny bar handle or the knob. But for every cabinet.
I would rather have the long handle pull down one. It would look so dumb.
Yeah. Big old like twisty knobs.
It's a good answer.
What about you?
Probably the same.
Why did you think of that?
I have no idea.
Okay, you guys ready for mine?
It's just every handle everywhere or just in your house?
Ooh, I like that better. Everywhere.
It just appears on everyone.
And just appears in just your hand. Even if it doesn't look any different, but you feel it different. Like, oh.
It just looks like magic to someone else. Like, how are they opening that?
Well, Colton, one of my roommate's bedroom doors is the handle, but every other door in the house is knobbed. I don't know if that's like the definite terms of them that separates
all the
it.
All the college ones, I feel like, are handles.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's weird, though.
That is weird. Yeah, I would go with handle for sure.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather spit on a random person?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My dream come true.
Or have to eat 20 candy corns every day for the rest of your life.
Just spit one time on another person.
Yeah, as I'm like saying that, I'm thinking maybe that should be changed to something more drastic. But that's what I put down.
Does it have to be a stranger?
Has to be a stranger.
It can't be like I spit on you once.
I'd prefer it to be a stranger.
Do I have to
that's
buy?
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. I'm like, wait, this is easy. How about you have to spit on a random person every single day and it has to be a different person every day for the rest of your life, or you have to eat 20 candy corns.
That is horrible.
Every day for the rest of your life.
Way, way choose candy corns. I would feel so bad if I spit on someone.
If it was once though, I'd rather just spit on someone than eat the 20 candy corns.
And get it over with.
Yeah. But if it's every day, I'll get used to candy corn.
Really? What would you?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't spit on somebody every day? That is so mean.
I think the only thing putting me back is I don't want to have to go find a new person every day.
First of all, I hate spit.
What if it's in like Costco and like in the back of like their Wrangler jeans or something, just on the calf? You know, they don't know.
You're Can just I just do like one feet. Of like the tongue, like that kind of spit?
Yeah, you can. You just go up to somebody. A random person every day. Or
I accidentally spit when I talk sometimes.
Does that count?
Counts, I guess.
Landed on their arm, that counts for today.
Yes.
Just really enunciate
keep
everything.
Keep the candy corn.
You could like make a little card, or you could even tell people the situation, like, I have to spit on you today.
They Sorry. Would never understand.
Maybe Sorry, I have I'd to be spit like, otherwise. No, it's 20 candy corn.
I'm going to go for candy corn. I like it.
You like candy corn?
Yeah. I mean, I would get sick of eating it. Do I have to buy it? Or does it just appear?
Is it sold year round?
I don't think it is.
You'd have to stock up, and really, it'd be really though. Nasty by yeah. the end. Or better. Jared and I like old candy.
Or better.
Maybe that's the secret. I don't know if Pepsi actually tweeted this out or not, but it was like, you guys are boiling it before you drink it, right?
Yeah,
tell
I saw
me
that.
You're boiling it before you... Well, maybe that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Would you rather have $100 million that you can't spend until you're 65? Or would you rather have $10 million now, but you have to spend it by the time you're 30? You can't invest it in stock or like mutual funds, but you can like buy houses and invest in businesses, like that sort of thing.
I guess I would do that. I would do the second one, like 10 million now, and I would invest in real estate, I guess, potentially. I don't know. My thinking is like, what if I live to only be 66 years old? Or like 70.
It's going to be a good year.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but you don't know. Like, you don't know. Like,
You just said right now, we do know, 66.
But like, if you get 100 million at 65, yeah. And it's like, what if you die at 70? Like, you only got to enjoy it yeah. for 5 years.
Or what if plus, you die before you even get it?
But plus yeah, two, exactly. Best case, you make it, you know, 25 years. You're starting at 65. Then you're going to sit a lot in nice places. But I ain't going to be hiking the whole time, you yeah. know?
Like, I'd rather have that money now and then see what I can do with it according yeah. to your weird rules.
Yeah, that's what I think I would choose to just like try and start some businesses and buy real estate and yeah. stuff.
I'd buy the first $10 million car. It's just a Honda Civic, but I spent $10 million on it.
Oh, yeah, you can buy it from me.
Yeah, I could.
And then I'll give you your money back later.
When I'm 65.
She'll invest it in stock.
Yeah, when you're 65. Exactly.
So on this season of Positive Psych, we decided that we would go through the book, The Happiness Advantage. So if you guys want to follow along, go buy the book. We are starting in chapter one. Today.
Chapter O Uno. I'm just kidding.
Chapter O. Okay, so I'm just going to kind of summarize this first page, basically. Really, though, like, as we've been reading it, there's just, like, gems in every single
sentence.
Page and sentence.
Word. Every word.
Every word is so good.
All of them are yep. so positive.
Okay, so it starts out.
Wait, is this the unicorn story?
No.
Okay.
I applied to Harvard on a dare. I was raised in Waco, Texas, and never expected to leave. Even as I was applying to Harvard, I was setting down roots and training to be a local volunteer firefighter. For me, Harvard was a place from the movies, the place mothers joke about their kids going when they grow up. The chances of actually getting in were slim. I told myself I'd be able to tell my kids someday offhandedly at dinner that I had even applied to Harvard. When I unexpectedly
This podcast is sponsored by Harvard University. No, I'm just kidding.
When I unexpectedly
and
got
kids.
Accepted and kids, I felt thrilled and humbled by the privilege. I wanted to do the opportunity justice. So I went to Harvard and I stayed for the next 12 years. I tell you this for two reasons. First, because I saw Harvard as such a privilege, it fundamentally changed the way my brain processed my experience. I felt grateful for every moment, even in the midst of stress, exams, and blizzards.
Blizzards?
Yeah, because he'd never really seen snow before. Second, my 12 years of teaching in classrooms and living in the dorms afforded me a comprehensive view of how thousands of other Harvard students advanced through the stresses and challenges of their college careers. And that's when I started beginning to see patterns, is what he said. So that's like where he learned the happiness advantage, yeah. you know. But I think what I really like of that story is like every experience can change by the way you look at it, because he thought there was no way possible he would have gotten into Harvard. When he actually did get in, he like took it so seriously. But then it's like those people that don't take it seriously, they don't have a good experience. But he loved his experience because of the way he looked at it.
Because he was grateful to be there, he put in 100% effort. But then you go to school and or whatever you're doing, and some people just have their parents paying for it or whatever, and they're just like hating it.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously.
It's the preparation he had to get to his mindset to be in that grateful state to allow him to be able to have that push to strive for...
So
authorship
kind of ties in with last week. If you're happy first and grateful first, then you're going to get more out of it.
I think what's really cool is he was able to change his mindset, so he had a better experience. But then those 12 years, I think because he had that mindset is what made him millions of dollars, because he was able to teach there and then come up with this book because of that experience.
Does he have millions of dollars?
I'm sure. This book is huge. Everybody has this book, except
for us.
It's only
a couple hundred pages. It's not too big.
Oh, yeah, not too big. So, yeah, I think I kind of thought about things that, like, I have paid more money for in the past. Like, if it's something that I've really saved up for and it's something that's, like, very valuable to me, then I treat it better, you know?
For example, we saved up and bought our camera. It's still in great condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got some of our iPads for free and we let Ollie play with it.
Yeah, our computers, like we treat
those.
So
if you like, yeah, just think about your mindset about whatever you're doing. Like,
yeah, even jobs too. If you think about jobs or schooling, like if you just think of it as like a huge opportunity, then it really can change your mindset and your outcome too.
Your success.
And your success, for sure.
Yeah, but even if, you know, you are fortunate given something, you know, you could still have that good attitude.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think you need that practice. You need that in there. Like when you make something with your hands, it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But same thing where if you just work really hard to save up for this one goal and then you get it and you can buy that, you still, you know, are more appreciative of that hard work. Yeah. And then that sets in stone later for just work hard. Don't be lazy out there. Okay?
Yeah. We believe that if you can count down from three and say the same word as somebody else at the same time, then you are ultimate best friends. Cassidy and Jake are already ultimate best friends from last season, but we're going to see if it's holding up today. They're going to go. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Computers. Sunscreen.
3, 2, 1.
Diamonds.
Sunblock. What did I say?
Sunblock?
Sunscreen, sunblock.
What?
That's right. That's good.
3, 2, 1.
Sunflower.
Wait, I wasn't ready. Countdown again.
3, 2, 1.
Car.
Pneumonia.
Well,
3, 2, 1.
Apple
purple.
Okay, nope.
I'm so confused. We're starting a new segment called I Wonder. Have we done this before?
I don't think so.
We haven't.
I
wonder if we've ever done this. We were discussing world records and we were just wondering about a few of them. So we're going to try and guess what they are and then look them up and see if we're right. The first thing we're kind of talking about is we wonder what the world record is for the person, like who's run the furthest.
But is that without stopping?
I don't know.
I mean, that's my question. Cause
like at one time.
Yeah. Like without stopping, who ran the farthest?
Yeah.
Well, you have those like,
I mean, you have to stop to eat and use the bathroom, but.
You have those trail running competitions.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because they have like 100-mile races and things. But they do stop and like eat lunch and then go.
Yeah. So I guess like in one running session, like you can stop, but like you're not.
So like you're saying like no sleeping. You can't wake up and like goal to run across America.
Because technically I'm still working on my longest run. I'm just, I'm on a break.
It's just been like a month.
I'm just meeting.
I think it's like. I started a run and I'm doing everything I can to finish it. Like that's everything on your mind kind of a thing.
What's a marathon? 26.2. Two?
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Well.
Look it up. What's the farthest someone ever run?
Well, what do you think is the answer? Let's answer both because somebody maybe said, I'm going to run across America.
Mm-hmm.
And then just ran every day as far as they could and then slept.
Didn't
and
that
keep
singer?
Running. He's walking. Yeah.
Oh, he's walking.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so without stopping, I think the record is 200 miles.
Straight?
201.
No. Okay. Okay, and Perkins? No, wait, that's the other person. Karen?
Karen Filippelli.
That's her strategy.
What did I say? I think I said Filippelli.
Karen felt a puppy?
Felt a puppy?
She did what? 200 miles is a lot, though, isn't it? Like, straight through. So you got to be thinking.
I mean, they could, like, stop to eat a sandwich and keep going because your body has to have energy.
Oh. This is stopping, like, so eating and bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But no sleeping.
Right. I mean, they have 100-mile races. There has to be they somebody do, yeah, who
they're
just,
not
like,
napping in there.
Who's like, I'm going to run 200 miles.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was more, honestly.
I'm going 163.4 miles.
One. Yep. I'm just going to stick with 201.
I don't think the human body can run more than like three at a time. So I've tested this theory. Like, I'm pretty sure.
It's like Andy in Parks and Rec. What did he say? He's like, you have to run 1 mile in under 18 minutes. Like, that's physically impossible. Right?
What?
What?
The world's longest race is 3,100 miles.
What?
Is that in one go?
Nah, there's no way.
Here's 11 incredible running records that will knock your socks off.
Also make you want to cut your feet off.
That's crazy. 3,100 miles?
Running backwards?
7 days on a treadmill?
That's negative numbers, huh, when you run backwards?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Clocked in negative 13 today.
Somebody ran a marathon backwards in under 4 hours. In China.
Isn't that faster than you ran your marathon?
It is faster than me. They ran it backwards in 3 hours and 43 minutes.
They have the smallest calves, but their shins are so muscular. 7 days on the trip.
Somebody spent and ran 853 kilometers on a treadmill. It took him 7 days. Did he sleep?
I don't know. That's crazy.
Last sentence.
He ran during the week. Well, in total.
15 hours of sleep in total.
That's still crazy.
So, I mean, well, he's excluded then. We said no sleeping. So, suck, bro. You did that for nothing.
Oh, here's kind of more along the lines of what we're talking about. So, a special form of ultramarathon is a 24-hour run. Here, the participants have to run as much as possible within 24 hours. The world record is 303 kilometers. How many miles is that?
Times it by 0.62.
Really?
Yeah, 187.86. So that puts Jake pretty close.
Well, that puts you guys closer by like one.
My guess was 200. What was yours?
163, which made me 14 away. Wait, no, what is it? What was the number?
180.
187?
8.
188. So I'm 13 away.
Was it 187?
I'm 13 away. You're 12 away. No, we're both 13 away.
Me and you?
That 187. No, then I'm 14 away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 3.5.
I'm 14
it's
away.
It's my point. Yeah. It literally went 13 points, 13.6, 14. Different.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What are the chances it fell right in the middle?
That's pretty slim.
Are you sure your story wasn't true?
What story?
The parachuting.
It was.
Wait, I thought it was. What?
Just kidding.
So that's the answer then. At least from what our question was, 187 miles in 24 hours. I feel like that's the best way to figure out what the question was in reality.
This guy set a total of 74 new world records.
That dude was running at 7.8 miles per hour average.
The guy that ran 3,100 miles. But it doesn't say like how much he slept.
Wait, the guy that ran...
The 300 kilometers, 387?
No, 7 miles.
No, 3,100 mile record.
Oh, no, but I was saying that 24 hours, he was running in 24 hours to do 187 is 7.8 average.
That's nuts. That's pretty fast.
That is quick. Like someone running by you on the street, you're going to be like, all right, well, okay, calm down there, Olympics. Like,
do not need to run that fast.
Yeah. Like you're gonna turn around thinking something's following.
Jake and I both got 15 unicorn kisses throughout this episode, and Jared got 10, leaving us with a total of Cassidy at 65, Jared at 40, and Jake at 50. So, Jared, how does it feel to be right where you used to be?
Yeah, familiar.
Familiar territory.
Yeah. but I'm not worried. We got time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll come back, hopefully. I mean, last time I didn't, but...
But the confidence was there. The positive mindset
was
there.
Yes, yes. I'm going to put it in the universe. I'm going to have an advantage of being happy.
You put it in the universe last time, I'm just saying.
Shut up, Cassidy. I know. It's different this time.
You should buy some crystals.
I don't believe in that.
How dare you?
At the end of every episode, we have a quote, and if you can guess who said the quote, then you double your overall points from that day.
Unicorn kisses.
Unicorn kisses. Guys, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I never say those words, so I'm sure if I did, I'd mix it up too.
So I've got... I've got the quote today. Cassidy and Jake both get one question about the person, and then if you can guess it, then you get to double your points from today. So here it is. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it.
I've definitely heard this. Who said it?
That's a good question.
It is a male.
Yeah, what's he famous
for? Movies. He's an actor.
Should we go age? I was leaning towards age, but I was going to throw out genre as an option, but I was leaning towards age asking.
The only problem is if you ask genre, if they bounce around, then it doesn't help us. But age should help us kind of at least narrow a little bit.
Ethnicity.
You like, don't even ask the one you guys are talking about.
Okay, I'll ask for age.
49.
I take back my question.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't helpful. Never mind.
It never is helpful.
I don't think anyone is 49.
It is helpful because it takes out, like, you know, that kid that's baby, the race car driver.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
He's got a weird name. What's his name?
Ansel.
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 He's a good looking kid.
Elgort.
Jared has a crush on him.
No, I don't. I knew you were going to say that. You weirdo.
The fact that you knew I was going to say that
means it's a crush.
That makes it official.
Okay, anyways.
Ansel, if you're listening. 49.
Okay. Can you read the quote one more time?
A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it.
I don't know who anyone's age is, though. Like, who do you even compare it to? You know? Maybe that's Robert Downey Jr., but he could also be 57 and I'll, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking maybe, I feel like it's like Rob Lowe or Ron Swanson or like.
How old's Clint Eastwood?
Like 90 something?
A human skeleton.
Oh, he's in movies though. He's known for movies?
Yeah.
He's not on TV?
I don't think I've ever seen him in a TV show.
Okay.
I can't think of any at least.
Who's like a positive guy, like a go-getter?
Rob Lowe.
Just in Parks and Rec. And Perkins.
Yeah, just then. Okay, a 49-year-old movie actor.
I almost said Heath Ledger.
Oh.
How old would he be?
I don't know. This guy did go to Harvard.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just as an extra bonus or an extra clue.
It's Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin?
The basketball player.
Okay, it's... Oh.
An actor who went to Harvard.
I don't know. How old is Brad Pitt? Did he go to college?
Paul Rudd.
Hmm.
I feel like if he did, though, he'd make, like, I would have heard about him being in Harvard, though.
Paul Rudd?
Think Brad Pitt might be older than 49.
Hmm.
Sorry, Brad, if not. Who else is 39?
I can't. Wait, 39 or
49? Oh, 49. Okay. Oh. Who went to Harvard?
That is not a helpful clue.
This is also like another thing where I just sit here and I don't want to make any facial expressions or give away any clues. It's so stressful.
Then I'm going to stick with Paul Rudd. I'm hoping he's my closet genius.
I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Well, I don't mean to talk you out of this, but I was thinking him and Ben Affleck, they came out together to do movies. So I don't know if they went to college, but then they played in that Good Will Hunting, was it?
Well, Casey did.
Yeah.
Casey went to college in Boston. Is that, where's Harvard?
Where's Harvard at?
It's in California.
That's Stanford. Okay. Harvard's out east. I was thinking like Boston-ish
Casey
area.
Affleck. No, he's 44. He's 44.
So,
I know that for
but
sure.
So then maybe his older brother Ben, who might be 49, did go. But that's what I don't know.
Okay. He did say on the show they have like a 3 or 4 year gap.
Yeah.
So that could be him.
So we could, but then Matt Damon was also Ben Affleck's age, I think. And that's, or maybe younger.
Shoot.
Yeah, look it up.
I'm going to say Matt Damon because we've been watching his movies.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
It's Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang it. I just wanted to get you with that because we've been watching so many of his movies lately.
When did they come out to act? Because I...
He was at Harvard when he wrote Good Will Hunting with Ben Affleck.
They wrote that movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they wrote it.
Yeah.
They were at the smart kid school writing their parts for...
The smart kid school.
We're here in this class, but what if we were that math? What if we were that janitor? What if, yeah. Okay. I can act, but what if I was a janitor good at math?
So you get 30 points.
Who?
You do.
Did you guess him too? Oh, who was your guess?
Paul Rudd.
Oh.
Well, good job, Cassidy.
Wait, I get 30 points?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, 30 unicorn kisses?
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
How old is Paul Rudd?
50.
You're an idiot.
He's in the new Ghostbusters 2020.
Ooh.
Oh, neat.